My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday here on Payne and Pendergast. You can find the entire 45-minute interview on our podcast page. Subscribe to the Payne and Pendergast podcast. Download the Odyssey app. We tell you to do that all the time. I believe it's up on YouTube as well and Twitch if you want to go find it in the archives there. Dameon Pierce, a big topic. You, Seth, went back and forth on Dameon Pierce with Nick here. I don't know if the audio captures the whole back and forth, but
yeah.
You had your view on Damian's body composition and Nick had his view on it.
I feel like, you know, Nick doesn't listen to the radio all the time, but I feel like, you know, he listens to us sometimes, and I feel like he's heard my reservations and my concerns about Dameon Pierce and very politely tried to shut me down on them.
Your reservations about him being lighter now and not as...
Yeah. And his inability to break tackles over the course of the last calendar year plus.
Correct. Yeah. I think it's a big concern for a lot of Texan fans. It's undeniable that he hasn't been breaking tackles like he used to. Here was Nick Caserio yesterday on our show talking about Dameon Pierce.
DP's had a good attitude. He's worked really hard. I think, you know, the weight, I mean, honestly, he's been overblown. I mean, he's got good contact balance. He runs low to the ground. He can break tackles in practice. We're not tackling. We're not bringing anybody to the ground. So you're just looking for just do they execute the assignment? Do they have the right technique? So at some point, we're going to need everybody that's on this football team to make a contribution. So whether it's DP, whether it's Cam Akers, whether it's JJ Taylor on the practice squad, whomever it might be. So DP's had a great attitude. He's had a great approach. He's in condition. He was out there every day. We've talked about this. I've talked about this. I mean, I'd say there's a lot of things that DP dealt with last year on a personal level that not too many people were aware of, and I think that's where you see the intersection of we kind of lose sight of sometimes that they're football players, but we're all people, and we care about them as much as men and people as we do what they do on a football field. I would say overall, DP's in a good spot. I think he's going to help our football team this year. We'll take it one day at a time, and whenever the opportunities present themselves, you're looking for people to capitalize, and you know we're not going to jump to any conclusions. We're not going to make any decisions. We're ultimately going to do what we feel is best for the football team, so hopefully your fears can subside here and, you know, you can get a good night's sleep now and not have to worry about that.
And then we had an exchange after that. Yeah. You didn't just, I did say something after that.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is two things there. One is on the weight side of things. You know, Nick kind of said after that he's not that much lighter than he was at his rookie year. And we kind of had a back and forth about, like, all right, well, like 5 pounds can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Force equals mass times acceleration. You can have the same squat. You can have the same bench press. You can be just as strong. But sometimes there's no replacement for just simple body mass sometimes. And I still wonder if that's an issue with Dameon. As far as on the personal side of things, that's where, and I saw some people, when I retweeted this, Jonathan Alexander had put the quote in about DP's personal issues last year. And I saw people, I think, having a civil discussion about, okay, well, what does that really matter to us or what have you? I think that it's one of those things that it can be a reason for why he didn't perform last year, but ultimately it doesn't matter. Regardless of whether those personal issues have been resolved or what have you, it's not like you use that as an excuse to keep him on the team. I think what the Texans are looking at Dameon Pierce as is right now is that we know that he's got an upside in there somewhere, and we don't want to just bail on that upside, because it's not like the upside of a draft pick. It's the upside of a guy who's been healthy and was a completely different runner in 2022 than he was in 2023. So I think that they look, when Nick cites those personal issues or personal problems, I think he's thinking of it not as like, well, we got to be nice to him and keep him around. It's that, well, there are reasons perhaps, and that we've seen enough from him in practice that we feel like that upside is still there. The part that, I mean, Nick brought up the part that you don't tackle in practice. Yeah. So I don't think that you can just say, well, yeah, but you can't tackle in practice, but he totally would have broken those tackles.
Right.
You can't say that with a guy who wasn't breaking tackles last year.
I think
the Texans are still in a position where they're going to give it a chance, that he's a backup running back. That doesn't mean, as long as Joe Mixon's healthy, you don't have to rely on him, but they're going to be watching very closely, I think, when he does get his snaps and touches in the game.
Yeah, well, and in a weird way, Cam Akers might be Dameon Pierce's best friend in all this, that they actually have a viable solution backing up Mixon. You know what I mean? That whatever the issues are that Damian's working through, because he was not as good as Cam Akers and he's not as good as Joe Mixon, that they, at least they've got a solution on the roster that can swallow up those second string snaps while Dameon hopefully gets back to what they envision him being. I've seen a lot of the comparison of Dameon Pierce to Jose Abreu with the Astros, where just, why is he getting so many chances? Why are they trotting him out there? Why this? Why is he still on the roster? And it is a version of the back of the baseball card. You know, what you just said, Seth, is a version of that, which is, hey, man, back of the football card tells us he was really good on a bad team, on a bad offense, with bad play calling. He was really good in 2022. What I would tell people comparing him to Abreu is the difference is that Dameon Pierce is still in his athletic prime. He's 24 or 25 years old, whatever he is. He's in year three. Jose Abreu had signs of deterioration that were showing up before the Astros even signed him, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think the age
is the biggest separator there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's, you know, the one thing too, somebody had brought up, I think this is where we've been with the Texans over the last couple of years. Somebody brought up that in the last 2 years to get to Cam Akers and how he's a viable option. You know, he said, well, you know, in the last 2 years, Cam Akers has averaged 3.8 yards per attempt. Like, we're okay. That's good. That's not good.
No.
Like, there's plenty of good backs. I mean, look, Saquon Barkley, I think, averaged 3.8 yards per attempt last year.
Right.
He did, 3.9 yards per attempt, but with much heavier usage. So Cam Akers, you're still taking a flyer on, too. You liked what you saw from him in the preseason. I liked it, but it's, you know, versus vanilla defense, blah, 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 all that other stuff. There's a lot of unknown right now with your second and third string running backs.
No doubt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
Ooh.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I wouldn't be surprised if British Brooks ended up being the best of all the backup running backs at the end of the year, just because it's such an unknown with those other two guys. But there is upside. With both Cam Akers and Damian Pierce, it's very easy to see the potential upside, and you're just hoping that it clicks for them somehow.
For what it's worth, the depth chart came out yesterday, and Joe Mixon is the starter. Damian Pierce is the second string on the depth chart. Hell, Dari Ogunbowale is third string. Cam Akers is listed fourth, and British Brooks is listed fifth. They don't list a fullback right now, so British Brooks is listed as the fifth string running back on there.
Yeah, and I think that, I guess that's part of it, is on the game day. It's one thing with the unofficial depth chart. It's another when you get to game day actives and inactives, where I think Dari Ogunbowale is active on game day.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess that's the first true test of how much are they actually depending on Damian Pierce. Do they go in Indy with the three active running backs being Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, and Dari Ogunbowale?
Right.
What do you think?
I think that I think Damian Pierce is going to be active because I think he's listed on here as kick returner also. That'll be the excuse.
Yeah. You know? So then that Cam Akers is a good chance he's not active on game day.
I don't know. I think there's a good chance British Brooks is not active.
Right.
Yeah, I think they'll muck the fullback stuff.
Four running backs active on game day is a lot of running backs active on game day.
It is. But I think it is. You're right. I don't know that they necessarily view Dare as a running back. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's viewed kind of like how backup linebackers are. Like, it's special. Yeah. He's viewed as more of a special teamer, emergency kicker than that. But you're right, four running backs would be a lot. But I don't think they have a fullback active, so that gives you an extra running back spot. I think they're going to muck the fullback stuff with the two tight ends there, with Jordan and with Stover.
Going back to the Bill O'Brien days, I just don't even bother. Like, those guys are such awful blockers as fullbacks. I hate seeing guys out there like, hey, we're going to call him a fullback on this play. What do you think?
I'm not saying I love it. I'm just saying that's what I think they're going to do. It's a pure guess.
It's like when my wife thinks I'm a dancer. You know, like, oh, just watch so you think you can dance. Let's go ballroom dancing, Seth. Like, okay.
Please do this.
All right. I'll give it my best shot.
Please film this. Kenyon Green. Let's hear from Nick Caserio on Kenyon Green.
KG worked his ass off this offseason. So he was in the building from the start. He was able to train. When he had the surgery, the shoulder surgery, after the preseason injury last year, there was a period of rehab. And then once the rehab period was over, then essentially he was in the offseason program and he started training. Kind of going back to what Seth discussed here a little bit earlier relative to weight. I mean, Kenyon, that was an area that he needed to improve and kind of clean up. And to his credit, he absolutely did that. He worked really hard. He got himself in good condition. He took to the training. He had a good attitude. He had a good approach. And he was available. I mean, knock on wood, like, he's essentially been out there for every snap. There's a couple bumps along the way. But, you know, certainly encouraged by the progress that he's made.
That'd be big, man. If Kenyon Green turns into just an average left guard, that is a huge save for the Texans.
Right. And, yeah, then we can have arguments about whether they wasted a first-round draft pick or something. As long as he's a credible starter, it's a huge improvement over last year, obviously.
I do think, too,
the fact that he was healthy all training camp, I mean, that might be the longest stretch of health we've seen out of Kenyon Green.
For sure.
Not that you should win an offseason award for that or anything, but that's a very promising sign, and I do think he will be better. I think he does have a lot of upside. Athletically, he's a better athlete now than the guy you drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever that's worth, I think that upside and hope that he always looked like a kid that just had a little bit of physical maturation to do. That's taken root, and he's responsible for a lot of it with his work ethic. But I'm pretty optimistic about him right now.
All right, the Texans made a signing today. What do we think? The Texans gave Davis Mills a contract extension today. We'll give you the details and we'll hash it out. What do we think of this for Davis? What do we think of this for the Texans? We'll do that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.